Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please repeat after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Now there are many benefits of reciting through the Pak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me share with you a beautiful story. A beggar once came, and he came to some disbelievers, and he asked for something, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood close by. Now, in a mocking way, they referred him onto Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, go and ask him, because they thought, well, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala will not have anything, and therefore he'll be embarrassed. So the beggar came over and said to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, give me something. And Hazrat Ali said to him, open your hand, put your hand in front, clench your fist, and then he blew onto it. He then said, go back to the disbelievers and open your hand. Now at this point, the disbelievers are mocking him and they're joking and laughing, thinking, what is that going to do? He's just simply blown on the wrist. This beggar then goes back to the disbelievers, and when he opened his hand, they were absolutely amazed, because there were gold coins in his hand. This was the saintly miracle of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And you know why, how it happened? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu recited through the Pak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The effect on the disbelievers, amazing. It is written that some of them, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, upon seeing this saintly miracle of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, accepted Islam. Subhanallah. There are many benefits of reciting Durood-e Pak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, this recitation is a cure to all your illnesses, is a solution to all your problems. Salu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Allah Azza wa Jal blessed us with the beautiful month of Ramadan. The first 10 days were mercy, the middle 10 days forgiveness, and the last 10 days freedom from the fire of hell. This month was full of blessings. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, the devotees of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were running about day and night, trying to please Allah Azza wa Jal, trying to act upon the beautiful sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't see what time of day it was. They didn't see whether it was night, it was sleep time, what was happening. They said labbaik to the call of Allah Azza wa Jal. They fasted during the day and they stood in worship at night. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran, Surah Yunus, verse 58, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Say you, only Allah's grace and only His mercy. On it therefore, let them rejoice. Now what the scholars say about this beautiful ayah mubarakah is this, that Allah Azza wa Jal says, when I grant you my blessings, when I grant you my mercies, then you should rejoice. Allah Azza wa Jal gave us this beautiful month of Ramadan, which was full of amazing moments, forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, great bounties, great blessings, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, having been through the beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak and spending it in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, this is truly a time for celebration. It was a sacred month. This was the month that the laws of Allah Azza wa Jal were revealed. This was the month of the Quran. And the faith of the Muslim was tested. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, by the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, which strove day and night, and through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, some of us managed to gather some deeds. But this was a blessing in itself. Now, let me tell you a little story to explain the next bit. Just imagine there's a king. He's got a castle, he's got a fortress. And in the particular month in the year, he can build the barriers up. So there's a weather's perfect, the seasons are right, the weather, you know, the temperature's great. He can build up great barriers, he can build up his defenses in this castle. So he spends the whole month, day and night, striving to build the walls, striving to get all the watchtowers into place, striving to get the bridges and the doors right and everything else. So now at the end of the full month, he's been working all month. His castle is secure. It is a strong fortress. Now when he's completed it, it's time for celebration. Now the true celebration is for him to thank Allah Azza wa Jal, to look at his castle and think, I've created something amazing. I'm now secure from the enemy. Now Ramzan was the same. Ramzan was there to build this fortress around your life. You know, you fasted during the day and, you know, took your desires, put them to one side and said, the will of Allah Azza wa Jal is greater. During the night, although your body wanted sleep, and although you wanted to rest, you said, no, I'm going to please my Creator. So you put everything to one side, and you strived all night to please Allah Azza wa Jal. You stood for hours on end in Taraweeh prayers. You did the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. You woke up for tahajjud. You then had sehri. Then you waited for fajr jamaat. And then you continued, and some of you, the fortunate ones, waited for ishraq and chasht as well. How amazing was this month? You've built this beautiful fortress. Now on that final day, when you're celebrating, when you're happy, would you tear down all the hard work that you've done? Would you tear down the fortresses, break the doors, break the barriers? No, how insane would that be? Well, in exactly the same way, viewers of Madni Channel, Ramzan has helped us build this fortress against the shaitan. This was a battle. This was a month of training. You have been trained now, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. You know, your desires are come second to the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. You fasted during the day, even though you wanted food. Why? Because that was the command of Allah. You prayed at night, even though you wanted to sleep. Why? Because that was the beautiful sunnah of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now that we're outside Ramadan, it's time to celebrate. But time to celebrate in the way that Allah and his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has showed us and taught us. Not the way that the shaitan wants us to. What he wants, he says, you spent this month, you've created this fortress, you've created barriers for me, you've actually taken hold of your desires and you've abased them, you've put them down and said, these are not important. Now, he wants to come at you. You know what the scholars write? On the day of Eid, the shaitan screams. He says to his followers, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been forgiven. We are ruined. Go out now, march out, and then indulge them into sin. Unfortunately, we get some people who, having worked all month, they've strived day and night, suddenly on the day of Eid, they want the release. But their release is a life of sins again. That's not what Ramzan was about. Ramzan was there to take something away. It was your training for the other 11 months. And yet, unfortunately, in the days of Eid, we start to watch movies, we start to listen to music, we get indulged in wrong things, especially in countries like the United Kingdom, where, you know, where the takeaways are and the shops are, the young lads get the fast cars and they're racing down. And unfortunately, you know, may Allah Azza wa Jal give them more sense, they're drinking alcohol. Can you imagine having fasted all month? They're taking drugs, they're drinking alcohol on the day of Eid. And they say, oh, it's celebration. No, it wasn't. This was a celebration of good deeds. This was a celebration of your new life. This was a life of obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. And the sunnahs of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed to be followed, not just in the month of Ramadan, but they needed to be followed all year round. And you've got your training, and then maybe, you know, 6 months down the line, you needed to refresh your courses. And alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, this is where the beautiful Madni environment of Dawat Islami came in. You know, during Ramzan, you fasted, you prayed, you read the Quran, you acted upon the sunnats. And then, you know, you had the Chand Raat Madni Kaflas. And I never understood these earlier. I thought, why travel in a Madni Kafla on the 29th or 30th of Ramadan and then stay away for 3 days? And when I realized what the hikmat, what the wisdom behind it was, I was truly amazed. What happens is those 2-3 days of Eid, the shaitan is running around crazy, trying to trap people in sins. And you've got a lot of people looking at the wrong thing, doing the wrong thing, a lot of intermixing between men and women, and a lot of things get justified through our culture. And so that spirituality, the ruhaniyat that you gain during Ramzan disappears. So after the 3 days, the 30 days of hard work has been diluted. So very cleverly, very wisely, and very intelligently, Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatuhul Aliyah introduced the three-day Chandrat Kafilas. These are Madani retreats, and they're beautiful because it maintains your spirituality that you gain during Ramzan. By the time you come back after 3 days, everything's settled down. And then that spirituality will last you months. And then, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you look forward to the next Madani Kafila, and you go on the three-day retreat. That increases your spirituality. And then you carry on doing these refresher courses. And that training that you had in Ramzan now is spread throughout the year. And what does it achieve? Well, that piety, that taqwa, that God consciousness that you had during Ramadan, that stays for the rest of the year. You know, a lot of people say that I wish Ramzan lasted the entire year. The feeling I have in Ramzan is amazing. Well, you can achieve that to an extent. Yes, no doubt the barakats, the blessings, the mercies of Ramadan are amazing. But you can actually achieve that by maintaining the same things outside Ramadan as well. For example, pray your Isha with Jamaat, pray your Fajr with Jamaat, and you get the reward of worshipping Allah all night. So we get that during Ramadan. Why can't we maintain that after Ramadan? Fairly simple. Get to the mosque. Namaz, it's not Tarawih that's going to take an hour and a half. It takes about 10, 15 minutes. Then Quran. You know, we're all reciting a juz of the Quran. Can you imagine if every day of your life you read a full para? Can you imagine that? Then every day, if you're reciting, say in Ramzan al-Mubarak, you're reciting Durood-e Pak 1,200 times. And a lot of brothers are, and that's the minimum. I know brothers who are reciting Durood-e Pak 12,000 times a day. Yes, 12,000 times a day. And they don't, it's not that they're sat at home doing nothing else. They're constantly doing the zikr of Allah while they're doing other things. They're constantly reciting Durood-e Pak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while they're doing other things. And alhamdulillah, in this way, they change their lives. This is the lesson of Ramzan. This is the training of Ramzan. And you need to take that training now and apply it in real life. And if you do that, you know your entire year and your entire life will change into time of Ramzan. Why? Because that euphoria, that feeling of spirituality will come back to you. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. If you turn to Allah Azza wa Jal, then the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal will embrace you. Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever stood to offer salah in the nights of Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, in order to earn reward, his heart will not die on the day when hearts will die. And this is another thing. That night is very blessed. That night is amazing. And yet a lot of us, we head to the town, we do shopping and everything else. I wish could we realize the importance of this amazing night. The night between after the last fast and Eid, it's called the night of reward. And the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal spend this blessed night in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is like a servant who's worked hard in the court of his master and knows that he's going to get his wage, knows that he's going to get the mercy of the master. And he stays that final night as well. And he asks for more blessings. And then the master gives him his reward for his 30 days, but also gives him a magnificent bonus as well. Now, can you imagine the happiness of the person who gets this Eid gift? It's an Eid gift, but it doesn't come from any person. It comes from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is how amazing this night is. We should try and spend this night in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says that on the day of Eid, the angels make an announcement about Allah's bounties. Allah showers His mercy and blessings upon the people. He, Azza wa Jal, forgives the people that gather for Eid Salah. Moreover, it is also announced that whoever desires the goodness of this world and the afterlife should ask for it. His desires will surely be satisfied. What an amazing day this is. That, you know, when you gather for Eid, and there are some unfortunate people who, having been through Ramadan, think that they were almost imprisoned. And now they're free and they miss their Eid Salah. Don't. Get up early. Prepare for Eid Salah. Wear new clothes. Wear sunnah. Then copy the sunnah of Akakreem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Go to the masjid. Try and get there early. And try and enjoy the day of Eid. Try and meet people. Meet everybody with a beautiful smile. And then, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, you'll be showered with the mercies of Eid. This is a very special day. And it needs to be spent in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What's the point if you obey Allah Azza wa Jal for 30 days and on the day that Allah Azza wa Jal is going to reward you, you then start to disobey Him? How ungrateful is that? How insane or silly is that? You have just spent 30 days in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal in this beautiful month of Ramadan al-Mubarak, showering in the blessings and the barakat and the mercies of Allah Azza wa Jal. All these magnificent rewards came to you. And today the Creator is going to honor you even further. And yet, how bad would it be if you missed your namaz on Eid day? How bad would it be if you forgot to read the Quran? How bad would it be if you looked at the wrong thing, spoke of the wrong thing, you upset people? No. You spend this day like somebody who spent 30 days in training. Now he has achieved his goal. He is a changed person. He is a reformed person. Now he's going to live his life by the glorious Quran, by the beautiful Sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's going to talk well. He's not going to look at the wrong thing. He's going to train his eyes like he did in Ramadan to only look at good. Today he's going to serve his parents. Today he's going to be nice to his brothers and sisters. And today he's going to give love and affection to the children. And then what he does today is going to be copied for the rest of his life. So that when he leaves this world, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, people only have good things to say about him. And what brought that change? What took him to that higher level? What was that moment in his life that changed everything? That took him out of a life of disobedience and sins? It was Ramadan al-Mubarak. And the day of reward, the graduation, as you can say, is Eid. Don't waste this opportunity. Hold it with both hands. Like I said, the shaitan is out there. He's crying. He wants to try and get you to go back to your carnal ways, your desires, and doing all the wrong. But there's just one thing that can keep you steadfast on this path. Do you know what that is? That is the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Keep reciting Durood e Pak and keep thinking that my deeds are presented in the court of the best of creation Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How would it be if Aqa Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw that I, after spending Ramzan worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm now disobeying the Creator Supreme. Aqa Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wouldn't be happy. We want to do everything to try and please the beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And anything that takes us away from Allah and His Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam needs to be avoided. Not just in Ramadan, not just on Eid day, but for the rest of our lives. You know, many years have come, many Ramzans have come, they've come and gone. But our life hasn't changed. Maybe we won't see another Ramadan. Maybe this is our last Ramadan. When are we going to truly change? The last thing I'm going to leave you with, viewers of Mandi Channel, is this. Do you know, during Ramadan al-Mubarak, it's a hot day. You sit down to do wudu. The water's nice and cold. There's nobody there. But you, even when you're washing, rinsing your mouth, you don't let one sip of water go down your throat. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jal is watching. You know, nobody can see you, but Allah Azza wa Jal is watching. That's why you don't let it do it. Now, whatever action you do, Allah Azza wa Jal knows. You can't hide from Allah Azza wa Jal. The whole point of Ramadan al-Mubarak was that you become pious. The whole point of Ramadan al-Mubarak was that you develop that God consciousness. You know that feeling you have when you sit down to do wuzu and you don't let a sip of water go down your throat? Ramadan came to take that moment and spread it throughout your life. So that everything you do, every single action from the moment you wake up in the morning till night, all that you think of is not what the world will think, but how do I please my Creator? How do I please Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Knowing that you can't hide your deeds from Allah Azza wa Jal and knowing that you're going to be held accountable for them. Ramadan truly came to change us. I wish we do change this Ramadan. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.